It's really not that weird when you think about it. You only just married her, so you wouldn't know it yet, but my sister and I, we share everything. I mean it. Literally everything. Just like BFFs. In the past, we've shared clothes and makeup and boyfriends. It was always part of the plan that we would share the father of our children, too. You being an in-law makes it that much easier. So just relax and go with it. I bet I know something that'll make you more comfortable. Here, suck on my tits. Oh, come on. I know it'll make you feel better. And I know you've just been aching to play with them. You haven't stopped staring at my tits since you met my sister. Even during the wedding, when you were supposed to be waiting for her to come walking down the aisle, you were just sneaking glances at my cleavage. You're right. I was being a tease that day, wasn't I? I even had the dressmaker alter my bridesmaid's dress, so the waist was tighter and the bust was cut lower. Oh, I was practically flashing my tits at you the whole fucking ceremony. But that wasn't just to distract you on your big day. No, it was to show you that you had all of this waiting at home for you. As soon as my sister finally gave us the green light. Haven't you figured that part out already? This was all her idea. Even letting you look down my dress during her wedding. She said she'd been studying you out all over the neighborhood, and that I should start getting you warmed up to the idea of fucking me, too. How many pregnant housewives are out there because of you, To take your mind off those backyard bimbos, my sister suggested that I impress you with my assets. Yeah, suck a little bit harder. Just like that. Oh, good boy. Yeah, suck them like you're trying to get me to produce milk. Harder, harder. And keep swirling your fucking tongue. That feels so good. Imagine how full and bouncy they'll be when I'm pregnant. And then I can actually produce milk for you. And whenever I come for a visit, you can put me down on my knees. And you can fuck my tits before you drink from them. Would you like that? That would be so fucking hot, wouldn't it? But you know what would be absolutely fucking depraved? Have you fucked my tits while she watched? Like I said, we share everything. Why shouldn't she see it? Plus, the women of this family are fucking insatiable when we're pregnant. So fucking horny. Hornier than this, if you can imagine. And if you thought this was gonna be just like a one-off thing, having me ride you like I need your fucking babies inside me, then you are dead wrong. You can expect more of this. A lot more of this. Me riding you. Me clutching you to my chest while my pussy's clenching around this incredible cock. More of seeing me in teasing little outfits. Staying in the guest room while my sister studs you out to me. Night after night. Oh my god. Oh, more fucking my brains out. So I'm moaning so loud half the neighborhood can hear it. Obviously my sister will hear it too. Hell, she'll probably get off to it. But you know who won't hear it? My loser husband. The man who's falling short compared to you. He's gonna probably end up raising your fucking baby without even knowing it. Oh, this is so fucking good. You are so fucking good. Oh, this cock is just out of this world. It makes me want to share it even more. Not with the housewives next door, but with the extended family. Oh, yeah, you like that idea. What if you were the stud for your wife's whole family? Needy cousins who are begging for you to make them mommies. Nieces who are still in college and have no idea what a real dick feels like. Oh, stepsisters, sister-in-laws, sexy MILF aunts. Oh, just everyone. You can impregnate the whole extended family. Obviously, my sister and I get to watch because we share everything. Well, everything except my loser husband. He doesn't need to know. He's not worth sharing anyway. But you, oh, you are. And it starts right here, with me cupping the back of your head, holding your lips to my breast while I break around this incredible cock of yours. Oh, fuck. So fucking close. Oh, you don't mind if I come early, do you? No, of course you don't mind. Oh, you don't mind if I grind my hips so I can take you even deeper. So you're practically kissing my cervix when you dump that big baby-making load into me. Oh, fuck. Oh, do it. Do it, please. Give me your babies. Make me pregnant. Oh, just like you impregnated my sister. I want the next family photo to be the two of us with our arms around you, wearing tight little skirts, and our bellies all stretched out. Oh, I want that. I want that so fucking bad. Oh, do it. Do it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh, keep going. Oh, yeah, keep going. Oh, fuck, that's so good. Fuck, I came so fucking hard. Oh, but we're not done yet. No, keep going. Oh, keep fucking pumping your cock into me. Can you feel my pussy just clenching around you? Oh, fuck. Can you feel how wet I am after coming on your cock? Oh, that's your cue, baby. That's my body telling you how ready I am to be a mommy. So please give it to me. Come inside me. Feel me. Breed me like you bred her. Oh, show your wife how fertile you are by breeding her sister in one creamy load. Oh, do it. Do it. Show your wife how good you fuck her sister. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, there it is. Oh, God. Oh, there's so much cum. Oh, can you feel me milking you? Oh, it's already leaking out of me. Fuck. I almost don't want to tell her how much cum you gave me. Just in case she gets jealous and starts regretting that pact we made. What pact? Oh, she didn't mention it? One of the reasons we share everything, even baby daddies, is because we made a pact in college. Anything she gets, I get too, if I want it, and vice versa. If she gets pregnant, I get pregnant, but not just once. Every time. But you don't need to worry. If either sister gets jealous, we're allowed to demand more time with you. You can handle that, right?